In 10th grade, my friend Tracy started finding notes in her locker. Sometimes two or three a day, always secretly slipped in while she was in class. They weren't signed. They were clearly in a girl's handwriting, but she didn't recognize it. Here's what the first few notes basically said. "People think you're a slut. Everybody knows what you've done with a certain boy. I'm your friend. I'm worried about you and thought you should know this stuff." The notes made Tracy a little paranoid. She spent her lunches sitting in the Darien High cafeteria trying to figure out if anyone was looking at her differently. She didn't want to tell any of her friends because the notes weren't wrong. She'd been fooling around, as she put it, quite a lot with her boyfriend, a senior. She didn't think anyone knew. Tracy started getting quiet. Not telling her friends meant having no way to ask around to see if she could find out who the writer was. By the time she decided to show them to me, the notes had gotten worse. There was no longer any mention of being a concerned friend by the writer. Now they were all about what a slut she was, and how she ought to avoid certain parties. One note insisted that Tracy's boyfriend was offering to share her with his friends. We tried to figure out who her new little pen pal was. We started by looking for a motive. Who would gain by embarrassing her or making her break up with the senior? We could only think of two people, one ex-girlfriend of the senior's and one wannabe girlfriend, but they seemed unlikely because neither of them was acting weird around her. The people who were acting weird around her were the members of her own clique. Tracy figured that was just because she'd stopped talking since the notes started. Tracy was wrong. Her friends were acting weird because they knew all about the notes, and Carla, her best friend since grade school, was the one slipping them in her locker. But not the one writing them. That was the work of Olivia, one of the most popular girls in school. Like Tracy's boyfriend, Olivia was a senior, and the strange thing was that she'd never so much as spoken a word to Tracy. We never did find out her motive. Could be that she just didn't like it when senior guys went out with sophomore girls. Could be that she was just an evil witch. Either way, it didn't much matter to Tracy. What mattered, what drove her crazy, was why Carla would help humiliate her. Carla and Olivia got caught the old-fashioned way. Olivia was showing her letters to her friends, who were telling their boyfriends, most of whom played football. "Me, I was too skinny to play football, but I managed the team." And you'd be surprised how much a manager hears when he's fixing cleats in the locker room. Carla's excuse was predictable. "I didn't know what was in the notes. I was just doing Olivia a favor." When Tracy got teary, Carla got defensive. "What's the big deal? Grow up. It was just a joke." Yeah, being called a slut two or three times a day, anonymously, is so funny. You know what was really going on, of course. Carla saw a chance to maybe be friends with a popular senior, and she was willing to hurt an old friend to do it. Tracy's other friends were too afraid of Olivia to say anything. Sadly, it happens all the time. Afraid to be without a group of friends, Tracy forgave them all. Boy cruelty can be so much easier to deal with than girl cruelty. Boys are usually pretty direct when they're feeling aggressive. One boy will call another one a name right to his face, or he'll just get to it and throw a punch. And one punch is usually all that ever gets thrown in a real fight. Then it's a lot of wrestling until someone steps in and breaks it up. If boys fought the way they do in Vin Diesel movies, we'd all be dead by the end of junior high. The point is that guys don't tend to be anonymous note writers. Maybe that's because the reasons for our aggressions are simple. We're miserable and want to spread the pain around, or we're mad because we feel dissed in some way. So we lash out. The point is to let someone know we're unhappy. Boy stuff tends to blow up and then blow over. It happens and then it's done, and we're on to something else. I can't tell you how many fights I saw between boys who are back to being friends a day later. It's how we're wired.